Pod People.
Hello, Worsties. On today's episode, fascist teenagers from the Netherlands dox me and my family. So that's fun. My mom tries to fight a 13-year-old. Everyone's fine, everyone's good, but let's talk about it.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Okay, Worsties, as you know, every day I'm out here grinding. But something that we don't talk about enough is the mental grind, and that is where BetterHelp comes in. As you probably know, when you're grinding every day, you can get stuck focusing on problems instead of solutions. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling, and a good therapist can help you get there. BetterHelp is an online counseling service that has professional counselors in all 50 states, and they are here to talk to you about anything that you're having issues with, whether it be depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters. And it's more affordable than other traditional mental health services. And they have financial aid available, which is very important because, as you may know, mental health can be very expensive. When I was in college, that was something I struggled with a lot, trying to find a counselor that would accept my insurance, that was nearby, that I could speak to. And it took a long time to find someone that was available to me. So this is a great way to have someone available for you at all times. And if you're listening to this podcast anyway, there's a good chance that you should be talking to someone. Visit BetterHelp.com/Stanzi today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Stanzi, STANZI. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Let's get mentally stable, Worsties. Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. Today's episode, we're going to talk about some crazy shit that has been happening in my personal life recently, and we're just going to kind of get right into it. Some people already know. Some people caught on to what has been happening, and I noticed this because of the Stanzi Potenza Reddit page that I have nothing to do with. I guess some people made it just so they could talk about stuff, which is cool, but I noticed that it was picked up on there. And if you have been following me on Twitter, you might have seen some stuff there. So anyway, let's kind of get into it. So I was doxxed. It was at the end of August, right? So I was in Vegas, right? We know that I was in Vegas. I was in Vegas chilling with Scumbag Dad and, a bunch of other friends. We were all there having a good time. I think I got home on the 27th of August or something around that time. I get home, I get really sick. So I'm just in bed for days. And I went on Instagram during this point and opened my notifications, and I noticed that someone had left a comment, had left two comments on videos of mine with my address. It was just my address. That's all it was. Not my current address, but the address of my family home that I no longer live at. Let me make that very clear. I no longer live there, but they had that address. So someone had posted that, and I deleted the comments and I blocked the person who posted that. And then I went on Twitter, and a random new account had tweeted the address at me. And then I blocked that person. And I thought that was going to be the end of it. You know, I thought, like, I know that some of my information is out there. I mean, I've been online for a really long time. I mean, I think I started using the internet when I was like 10. So I've been online for like 17 years at this point. My information is out there, some of it. You know, so I was like, okay, like, whatever, I'm just going to block and move on. But I told my mom about it because it was my family home. So, like, you know, it's like my mom's address. So I'm like, hey, just so you know, someone knows that this address is, you know, belonging to the family. So if anything weird happens, just like, be aware of that. If you see anyone kind of lurking or being strange, like, just be aware that it's probably because this happens, because I was doxxed. And my mom had a funny reaction to it, because my mom's like a Bostonian. My mom is from Boston, and like, she had like the most Bostonian reaction to this information, which was basically just like, whatever, I'm from Boston. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. But like you could tell someone from Boston that the world was ending and they would just be like, eh, who cares? Like, I'm from Boston. Anything is possible. Nothing can stop me. Bostonians are like cockroaches. Like, it'll be them and the cockroaches that survive a nuclear attack. That's it. Just Bostonians and cockroaches. So I thought that was funny. I thought my mom's like reaction to that was funny. And I mean, like, at first I was like, ha ha ha. And then she kind of like, I don't know. She like went on her Instagram and like posted on her Instagram story being like, girls from Boston will kick your ass. I'm like, yeah, we get it, Alice. Thank you. I understand. But I thought that was funny. So I like made a joke about it on Twitter. I was kind of like, yeah, I told my mom that she was doxxed, and her reaction was, I can handle anything. I'm from Boston. I tweeted that, right? I think I tweeted that at like night, and I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning, and like fucking weeds in the ground, 7 new accounts popped up being like, we have your address. Yeah, here's your address. We are going to send things to your home. And here's a photo of the front of your house, which was from fucking Google. Like, I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah. So like a bunch of these accounts just popped up and I was like, oh, fuck. I actually, like, what do I even do in this situation? So, you know, I tell my mom, I'm like, might be worth it to go to your police station and let them know that this is happening. You know, I did the same thing. I called the NYPD and I said, hey, I have this situation happening right now, which is the worst thing to talk about because they don't know what the fuck any of that means. I'm like, yeah, I was doxxed and I'm worried about getting swatted, which also, if you're like, what does any of this mean? It means that, like, first of all, doxxing is like when someone posts your information. They post like passwords and emails and addresses and yada, 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 like any information about you, they post it publicly. Like, I don't know, anyone who has like some sort of like large following, because people will harass them. And then being swatted is basically when someone calls the police in your town and tells them that there is an active shooter at your address, so that a SWAT team swarms your fucking house and puts a gun in your face because they think that you are a psychotic murderer. And I was like, I certainly don't want that happening, because that's what they were trying to do. They started tweeting out like, hey, everyone, call this number and tell them there's an active shooter, so that, you know, like my mom would get swatted. And that's the thing. It's like, I don't live there. I haven't lived there for almost a year, but I'm like, I don't want my mother getting fucking swatted. So I'm like, you go to the police, you tell them what's going on. I will go to my police, tell them what's going on just in case. But like, they don't know what any of this means. I sounded like a fucking nut job. I'm like, yeah, some trolls on the internet doxed me because I'm an influencer and they want to SWAT me. And the person I'm talking to is like, I'm sorry, what? And I'm like, can you put me on the phone with anyone else, like a superior of yours that might have any sort of idea about like what the internet is, please, thank you. And so she was like, yeah, I just talked to my boss. We're going to transfer you over to the emergency line, right? And I'm like, great. So then I get like two cops that come to my house and I'm just telling them like, yeah, I'm an influencer and a comedian and someone posted my address online and they want to SWAT my house. So if you get a call that there's an active shooter at my current address, please do not SWAT me because I don't own a gun. I've never owned a gun, actually. I'm pro gun reform. So I have no intention of shooting anyone. It was like a really weird thing that happened. And so it's just like, I just had a bunch of these accounts that were like harassing me on mostly Twitter, because Twitter was my smallest platform, which also like in the past few months, if you have noticed that I have been like posting my tweets more, tweeting more, it's because I've been trying to build a larger audience on Twitter so that these comments are kind of like flushed out and they don't feel like they have as much access to me. So that's what I did. Like, that was a whole thing. They doxed my grandma who has dementia. Like, they doxed my dead grandfather. It was like stuff like that. They posted all of this on a website called Doxbin, if you know about Doxbin. But it was like, yeah, Stanzi's grandfather, cat, and rabbit are all burning in the pits of hell. And I don't know, like, what more I can say about this, but if you're talking to someone who simply does not believe in God, is not religious, and you tell me that so-and-so is burning in the pits of hell, it has no impact on me. I do not believe that it exists. Like, how am I supposed to react to that? Worsties, we will be right back. So I care a great deal about my hair care. And I would say that my hair care increased a lot more than the past year or two after I bleached my hair to make it pink and then decided immediately after that I wanted to go back to having black hair, which was a fun way of ruining my beautiful hair. And I have taken a lot of steps to making my hair better. And Kitsch has been a brand that I have loved, and I have started using their satin pillowcases. If you don't know, satin pillowcases are great for your hair because they prevent breakage. So I started using those pillowcases, and that has just been one part of my hair journey and making my hair healthier again. And they have so many things that they can offer you. So they have shampoo and conditioner bars, and they also have heatless curling rollers, which is so great so that you are avoiding heat damage, because that is also something that I have struggled with much of my life, especially when I was an emo kid, frying my hair with a straightener. But having the option to do heatless curls, having satin pillowcases has just been like really great for my hair, and that's kind of just become part of my ritual. So right now Kitsch is offering discounts site-wide, anywhere from 25% all the way up to 60% all month in November when you go to mykitsch.com/stanzi. You heard it, discounts up to 60% off certain items at mykitsch.com/stanzi. Plus, Kitsch has daily flash sales, unbelievable deals. So check back often. One more time, mykitsch.com/stanzi for huge holiday discounts, everything you need for holiday gifting or to treat yourself.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. But anyway, like, that was the big thing, was that everyone was burning in hell. I was gonna burn in hell. They wanted me to basically just, like, off myself and were trying to, like, harass me into that. Also, like, I would recommend probably not looking this information up, because there was a lot of sensitive language that they used in that, a lot of slurs that they were using in the website that they were using to dox me. So if you're, like, sensitive to certain words, you shouldn't look it up, because it was, like, pretty bad language that might upset some of you. So for your own mental health, don't. But this went on for, like, I don't know, like, maybe less than 2 months of just kind of, like, constant harassment. Like, me, my mom getting phone calls from, like, random places, them trying to send, like, they kept trying to send pizza to the house, because that's, I think, really all they could do was, like, trying to, like, send stuff to the house, which, like, none of that ever got delivered, because every place that they called was, like, they kept calling Domino's, and Domino's was like, this is suspicious, so we're not delivering any of these. And they, like, told my mom about that. They were like, yeah, like, we're not sending this because it's suspicious. So anyway, it was just, like, it was a lot of that, a lot of, like, threats that I was getting to, like, my life, my mom's life, my sister's life. They were making really creepy comments about my younger sisters. And it was just them, like, continuously, you know, trying to find more information about me and, like, other family members of mine and friends and current passwords. And they were also trying to, like, break into my accounts. And I have, like, 2FA on everything. So I was just getting, like, you know, my mom and I were getting codes, like, verification codes constantly just on our phones, being like, hey, there was an attempted sign-in. If this wasn't you, then, like, just ignore it and make sure that your passwords are secure. And I would, like, go on to my emails and it would be like, oh, there was this, like, random sign-in from the UK. Was this you? And I'm like, no, it was not me. Along with that, they were also trying to, like, they were also, like, trying to make YouTube videos being like, yeah, Stanzi Potenza, groomer, child groomer. She tried to groom me. They made, like, accounts being like, you have to read my bio. And the name of the person would be Stanzi groomed me. And then the evidence that they would show was, like, screenshots from Discord where they would, like, change their name to my name. And the messages would be like, yeah, send me photos of your underage nudes. And then the response would be like, Stanzi, how could you? Because that's a normal thing that I would say, and that anyone would say when they were, like, trying to get that information. But this just kept going on. And, like, none of that was actually, like, bothersome to me. Like, I've seen other people who have had, like, the same sort of situation happen to them, where they're like, oh my God, this person is saying that I'm a child groomer. Like, I promise that I'm not. And I was like, yeah, I'm not too worried about this, because, like, anyone who knows me knows that, one, I don't really fuck with kids just in general. Like, I have a baby sister. And so, like, with my baby sister, I'm like, yeah, you're, like, one of the only children that I love her, but, like, tolerate, you know, because I see other kids and I'm just like, God, like, fuck off. I don't like kids. And also, like, anyone who knows me knows that, like, typically I have, like, the opposite problem where I date, like, way older. So, like, don't hide your kids. Hide your grandpa. Not actually, but, like, maybe, like, an uncle, right? So that's my issue. So I was like, yeah, no, this is, like, absolute bullshit. So that wasn't really bothering me. And also, like, I had a friend who, shout out to that Dinesh guy. If you know Dinesh, Dinesh was, like, helping me through a lot of this. And it was really nice to have a friend that was also very experienced with, like, doxing and stuff. Because if you know anything about Dinesh, you know that he has been going through the same thing, because someone, stop doxing people, you fucking maniacs. He was going through the same thing. But I will say, the craziest thing that happened out of all of this, right? The craziest, like, weird thing was that they actually sent someone to my mom's house. They sent someone to my mother's house. A child, right? A child. A 13-year-old kid. They sent a 13-year-old to my mom's house. They tweeted the photos to me, right? They tweeted photos of this kid to me, of him standing in front of the street sign, and then selfies that he took in front of my mom's house. Like, you have to be so dumb to do shit like this, right? Because they have security cameras all over the house, and they also added at least 4 more since I told them about this. And I'm like, okay, great, right? So I see these photos and I call my mom. I'm like, hey, you have to go to the police station right now because someone came to the house and they took photos in front of the house. And I don't know what else they did, but someone was at the house. So you need to go to the police station right now and tell them about this. My mom is drunk. She is drunk. She was at a festival that day. So I am like, I need you to pull it together in this moment for me. I need you to rally. She's like slurring her words on the phone. I'm like, great. I'm about to send my drunk mother, because I would go myself if I lived in Massachusetts. I'm about to send my drunk mother to the police station so that she would like tell them about this situation a little bit more. Fucking awesome. So send her to the police station. And then she also looks over the security footage. And this kid just sat on the steps of my mom's house, FaceTimed the main people who were like involved in this, right? Tried to break in. He tried to open the door and like break into the house. And then kind of like walked away and like came back. And then their like Amazon had dropped off some packages. So he just starts like stomping on the packages and then steals them. And then also tweets at me photos of him stomping on these packages. They were like, yeah, if you want us to stop, just DM us. I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking DM you, you weirdo. But obviously, like, you know, I'm telling the police. So I tell the cops, you know, I have my mom tell the cops. And so they're like, yeah, we're gonna go heavy on like patrolling the area and stuff. And I'm like, great. Also, there's a statey that lives like right down the street from them. So I'm like, yeah, like if something happens again, all of these people are now aware of it. And this is how dumb this kid is. And obviously he's stupid because he's 13. He comes back the next day. He comes back the next day and my mom sees this, that he's walking towards the house, and the cops are there in like 3 minutes. And they ask him, they go, hey, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm watching that house. You couldn't find one solid like response to that question. No, like I'm waiting for a friend or like anything else. I have a friend that lives on the street, or I just got out of school, something. You couldn't think of anything else. But nope, he goes, I'm watching that house. And then my mom comes out. She's like, yeah, that kid stomped on a bunch of like packages yesterday and is part of this group that's like harassing my daughter. So they arrest him, a 13-year-old. And the first thing he says to them is, please don't tell my parents. And their response is, that's the first thing we're gonna do is tell your parents. So this 13-year-old child gets arrested, right? And now my mom has to like go to court about this because a 13-year-old was like this shit was so insane. And if like I haven't been posting as much because of all of this, because all of this has been going on and I've just been like dealing with it and like making sure my mom's okay and like checking in on like, you know, my sister who still lives in Massachusetts, not there, but like still lives there, being like, you know, are you good? Just like kind of like monitoring the situation, talking to the police about it, talking to the FBI about it. That's fun. Having phone calls back and forth with the fucking FBI. which was great because I eventually did get in touch with an actual agent and sent everything because I was just not responding to them, but like documenting everything that was going on because I wasn't really sure what to do. I was like, do I go public with this information or not? And then like towards the end of September, things took like a shift. All of a sudden, I wasn't getting like tweets at me. I wasn't getting a lot of comments or whatever. And I didn't know like why this was. Like all of a sudden, it stopped. Like I'm still monitoring the situation and stuff, but he was just like the main kind of guy that was like active in the situation was like not being really responsive, which was weird because he had been like kind of relentlessly, you know, every time a Twitter account gets suspended, he would make another one like the next day and we would just continue. Like every time I would tweet or post on YouTube or something, like he was right there kind of like ready. And then it just kind of like stopped out of nowhere. And then the day of my cousin's wedding, which like, if you know, I was in Maine in October, like the beginning of October for my cousin's wedding. And the night of the wedding, like after we got home from the wedding, I don't know who this was from, if it was from the FBI, if it was from the police, but he posted a screenshot with some of the information was redacted, but it says, "Dear sir slash madam." And I'm not sure if this was like, this is the thing. It says keeper of records from Twitter. "This office and the Braintree police are conducting a criminal investigation. We have reasonable grounds for belief that records in your possession are material and relevant to this investigation. In compliance with the administrative subpoena provisions, yada, yada, yada. Demand is herewithin made for the following information: subscriber and billing information, including names, date of birth, associated phone numbers and email addresses, device information, account creation date and IP login history for the Twitter account of the guy that was harassing me from 8/27/2022. Through 8/29/2022. We acknowledge that you may disclose the subpoena to the subscriber user and do not object." So someone, and I'm not sure if it was the FBI or the NYPD, whatever, but it was definitely wasn't the Braintree Police Department because they mentioned that they were conducting it with the Braintree Police Department. One of those offices must have opened up a actual criminal investigation behind this person, which is why he went silent. So that happened. And then he tweeted at my mom saying that he was going to leave us alone and that he didn't condone harassment. He didn't condone harassment against me or my family. He was just doing it for fun. Yeah, there was zero harassment involved. It was just for funsies. Clearly, that's not going to help because clearly, like, he had harassed the family. So, yeah, that's kind of why I've been, like, not as active online in the past couple of months because I was dealing with that. That was some crazy shit that happened. I don't know. If you're listening to this right now, and you, even if you're not a creator, this is your sign to make sure that you have all of your accounts secured. Two-factor authentication on everything, right? Having a password isn't enough. You have to make sure that all of your accounts are secured. There are certain websites that can kind of like wipe out some like personal information of yours. I think one of them is called Delete Me. It does cost money, but like worth it if you're afraid that some information might be out there. And sometimes information is going to be out there and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just don't ever look yourself up on the dark web. But yeah, just like make sure that you're not publicly posting phone numbers, emails, addresses, especially like addresses and stuff. That shit was fucking insane. And I do have the legal name of this person and their address. So I do know who this person is and I will be dealing with it. But like, just like really nutty shit. So that is, that's kind of the episode that it's not the typical comedy that I try to go for on these episodes, but needed to be said. I think the reason why I decided to do just like an episode on it was because not quite ready to like just post about it in front of like my biggest audiences, like, you know, YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. Like, and I don't know if I need to, like, maybe at some point I will address it, but like, I at least needed to kind of like break it down on here because people started to catch on and were aware that this was happening. But also, if you do see any of this information, please, please do not reach out to, I mean, like my Instagram DMs are open, right? Those are open. You can always reach out to me through there. But like, please do not call, email, show up to my mom's house. Please don't contact my family or me. My Instagram DMs are open. You can tweet at me. That's fine. But anything else will not get you a response. And I already know that this is happening because I did get some like texts and phone calls from people being like, hey, I saw your number on this website and I'm reaching out to you to let you know that's happening. Thank you. You don't have to do that. I know it's happening. And now we have just addressed the whole thing. So I'm fine. Mentally, I'm in a good headspace. Mercury retrograde is over. And I'm doing okay. My family's fine. We're all good. We're all having a good time. I hope that we don't have to talk about this too much again in the future and that it's just fucking over. And if you're a little fucking incel, go get a hobby. There's so many things that you can do online. Join Club Penguin. Get yourself a Neopets account. Webkins might still be a thing that you can do. Just be normal. Just be like a normal kid. Like when I was a kid, just go on like chat roulette and talk to like a 50-year-old man that's like unfortunately MySpace is dead, so you can't do that. But anyway, that's the episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you next week for hopefully a more fun episode. Until then. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.